This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening, Australia, and good evening, my love.
Good evening, Brett. Good evening, Australia.
How are you tonight, my love?
I'm good. I've just looked down and I've seen my fingernails and they're huge and they need clipping and I look like Fu Manchu had a baby with Barbra Streisand in Prince of Tides. So I'll sort that out when I get home.
That's a very specific and gay reference there, my love.
Listeners at home can't see them.
Thank God. They almost took my eye out. My love, what's Chatterbox about again?
Well, you should have listened by now, listeners at home, if you haven't, because this is show number, what, 9?
No, my love, it's show number 11.
Oh, show number 11.
Yes, God. We're near the end of the grid.
Well, it's basically Desert Island Discs, and if you don't know what that is, Google it. We bring in a member of the GLBTI community, and they tell their story through song and through chat and having a bit of fun with you and I, and yeah, that's the show.
All of that. All of that. Now, this evening, we have got the fabulous John P. Wintle.
We do indeed. Now, I am desperate to find out what the P stands for in John P. Wintle. It's a bit like Mary J. Blige or Humphrey B. Bear. I want to know what the P stands for.
Now, my love, at the start of every Chatterbox, you always choose a cracking, great old classic dance song.
Well, I've done it again. Oh. I've done it again. I've picked probably the song. It's a real fave of mine. The lyrics absolute nonsense. They mean nothing. But it's not the point. It's KLF and Tammy Wynette with Justified and Ancient, all bound for Moo Moo Land.
You're listening to Joy 94.9 tonight. It's Chatterbox.
Bring the beat back. Oh, what a wonderful stonking song that was. That was KLF with Justified and Ancient. You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Andrew. And we've had a shout out. We're 8 minutes into the show. Oh. We've had a shout out saying what an awesome start to the show. My favourite KLF song. Wonder what classic midnight summer song is being served up.
Oh.
Winky Face, John from Burnley.
John from Burnley. We have a classic Donna summer track, but you won't know about it till the end of the
show. You're just going to have to stay awake.
My love.
Yes.
It's that time of the night where we introduce our fabulous guest, and we'd like to say that we've got another fabulous joyalty in the studio. It's the lovely John P. Wintle from Purple Speech.
Welcome to the show, John. Ta-da! P. Wintle.
John, welcome to Chatterbox.
Oh my God, I am so excited to be here. I am a long-time listener and a first-time participant in this thing that is Chatterbox. This is amazing.
John, now, you're no stranger to this time of night are you?
No, I'm a bit of a night owl. Coming from Purple Speech, we currently do a time slot of Thursday, 11 p.m.
Oh, good Lord. So we're keeping you up two nights in a row.
I do like to stay up a bit late. It's just the getting up bit that's not such
the good
thing.
It's always a killer in the morning, isn't it, John?
No, I drag myself out of bed, have a cup of mud and fling myself off to work.
Well, take a sickie on Friday and tell your boss I said you could.
Now, John, it's fascinated many people here because I know that you've appeared on many different types of shows on Joy, one of them being The Single Life, which I was the guest. So it's the roles are reversed tonight, my love. Mm-hmm. But what does the P stand in John P. Wintle?
Well, clearly, if you have been an avid follower of John P. Wintle, you would actually know that
the brand.
The P actually stands for perfect. In everything I do is perfection. Actually, no, maybe that's I'm stretching that.
I'm glad you cleared that up, John.
This is going to be a very long hour.
So, what does the P stand for, my love?
The P stands for Philip. I'm named after my father. And I actually like to incorporate it into my name just as a sign of respect to my father.
It's really nice. It's actually quite dignified. I quite like it. And I knew you before I met you tonight, 20 minutes ago, in a bar, as John P. Wintle. And I actually do like the whole bang P thing in the middle. It's good. It works. It's
an amazing story. So as a child, yes. I really didn't have much exposure to my father. Like, my parents were separated.
Yeah.
Just like every other kid who, you know, had parents back in, you know, the early 80s, 70s, you know, that era type of
I like that, the 90s, the 80s.
Yeah. You know, as a part of my way to reconnect with my father and remind myself that, you know, that's why I'm a Wintle and I'm not like a Smith or a Jones.
Yeah.
I've just put it in there as a reminder.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, that's good. I do like it because middle names are those things. Because, Andrew, you don't have a middle name.
I don't.
And so
my mother and father were pagan folk and they didn't get me baptized or christened, so I didn't get a middle name.
They gave you a void in between your first name and your surname?
We like to call it a pause. A pause for thought.
My middle name is Edward. And the reason why my middle name is Edward, it's not a family name. It's because my father loved Edward Gough Whitlam.
Oh.
When he was a prime minister and actually wanted to call me Gough. And thankfully, my mother had enough sense to say, we're not having a Gough in the family. So I got the name Edward. But I quite like my middle name, but I can't say Brett E. Scriver because it's Bretty then. Yeah. And that's what my grandmother calls me. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9 tonight.
Hello there, funny lady Judith Lucy, and of course you're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, you'd be just plain f***ed in the head if you listened to anything else.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, John P. Wintle.
Greetings.
On Joy 94.9. We have had, before we introduced John, we asked, does anybody have the faintest idea what KLF stands for? Because that was our first track for the night. And we have had somebody email us in, which is Betty. And Betty's about 12 feet away from us. She's actually in the studio at the moment. And she's come back and said, KLF stands for Cosmic Loader Foundation, which... we're all happily prepared to believe. Thank you, Betty.
Thank you, Betty. Betty's taking our photo at the moment. She's a darling girl.
So, Betty, you win the prize tonight, which we don't have. So email your address in and we won't send it because it doesn't exist.
Now, John, obviously, Chatterbox is we get our guests into the show and they choose the music. And we want to talk about your first track, which is a classic Carly Simon song.
Oh, my God. This is the rhythm of my life. Actually, no, that's a bit too nice. Can I just wind that back a bit?
Oh, that's okay. That's a whole different 90s track there, Johnny.
I actually remember this track playing all through my life at certain parts, like, you know, when my parents were listening or my mother and father were listening to the radio, all kinds of situations. This song just kept running into me. And I think the most recent time I've heard it really go mainstream was on that lovely Kirsten Dunst movie, Dick.
Oh, I've never seen it.
What's that about?
Well, it's a really great movie, actually. It's about basically the Watergate affair with President Richard Nixon.
About Tricky Dicky.
Mm. And there's some really opportune moments where basically these two main characters are having a bit of a conversation. There's a big band playing, and anyway, they're shouting so that they can hear each other. And there's this bit of the conversation where she screams out, "I love Dick," meaning that she was in love with Richard Nixon. But of course, everyone misunderstood.
I was going to say, Andrew, we've all been there, haven't we, my love?
Well, Brett, my father's listening, so now we haven't.
Well, without further ado, this is a classic Carly Simon's track, "You're So Vain."
Can I say, Carly Simon's got a mouth you could post letters through. I love it. <It's>
like... You're enjoying 94.9.
Listen to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was Carly Simon singing "You're So Vain," which is the first track from our guest tonight, John P. Wintle.
Don't forget the P, Andy.
I wouldn't dare forget the P. Now, I love that song. We were just talking when it's such a timeless song. It really doesn't date. Now, apparently, she's never really said who that song was written for. It's rumoured that it's Warren Beatty.
Yes.
But it's never really been confirmed.
Did she have the affair with Warren Beatty,
yes,
though?
Yes, everybody had an affair with Warren Beatty. If I'd have been born 3 years earlier, I would have had an affair with Warren Beatty.
What do you give a man who's had everyone? Penicillin, I expect.
I love it. Speaking of our lovely guest, John P. Wintle, tonight, yes, we've had a shout out saying, "Sounding good, John P. Wintle. Must feel good not pushing buttons tonight," from Michael James from Purple Speech.
Ah, and that's your co-host and probably cohort in crime as well.
It's very tricky to keep my hands away from your buttons, Brett. Can I just say that?
Can I say, John, Andrew pushes my buttons enough. I don't need someone else to do it.
We'll just give you a pile of M&Ms. You can move them around the desk.
Wasn't it? Didn't you say an abacus?
I just wasn't sure if the listeners at home would know what an abacus was at 20 past 11.
And we'd like to say a big welcome to our Beijing listeners tonight. Now, John, tell us a little bit about Purple Speech, which is usually found at 11 p.m. on Thursday nights, but as from October the 6th... Is that right? October the 6th?
October the 6th, that is correct.
You guys are moving to 8 p.m. Mondays.
We are smashing it into a brand new time slot with, get this, yes, we are having something that is shocking.
What?
It's not a world first. It is not a joy first.
Yes.
But I tell you what, it is a Purple Speech first.
Okay. That's a first.
We are having an illegal wedding.
What's illegal?
Well, it's a wedding for people who can't legally be wed.
Of course, in this country. Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Abbott. I've said it before. I'll say it again. So what does that consist of?
Well, basically what we're doing is we're putting together this massive event where... If you are one of the many people in this country that cannot be legally wed, then you can contact us on the show, which is purplespeech@joy.org.au.
She's plugging it tonight, isn't she?
That's right. I'm smashing it out. And all you need to do is tell us your name, your partner's name, the story in which you met, and yes. it's got to be cute. So if it was like, you know, met at a bar, met on Grindr or something like that, say something like, you know, we met like while racing cars or, you know, while picking apples or something like that. I don't know. And also say what marriage equality means to you.
So. Oh, that's really lovely. Oh,
fantastic.
Now, because normally this part of the show, John, we normally talk about our guests' coming out stories, because you, through Purple Speech as well, you guys also talk about coming out stories, obviously in a very different format to how we do Chatterbox.
Yes.
We're light and fluffy, let's face it.
Well,
whipped to perfection.
Well, let's just say whipped, Brett.
God, I can't even say perfection at this time of night. But that's part of the theme of your show. It's about talking about people's experience, isn't it, John?
Yeah, so our show is focused on talking to people who have come out and what their experiences have been like, and also talking to people who are motivational. So looking at, you know, really successful people in our community, and just hearing about their inspirational stories, just to tell our listeners that, hey, things might not be so great for you now, but it does get better, and you just have to hold on a little bit more, and you can see, like, with all these people out there, that life can, you know, it always gets so much better.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And when Andy and I were putting this show together, one of the things is that we did want people to share their experience of coming out. We've been really fortunate to hear some beautiful stories. Majority of people's stories have actually been really positive.
Oh, absolutely.
Haven't they? There hasn't been negative stories, and it's all about acceptance with your friends and your family, and feeling, because so many people go through such trauma to get to that point, because it's such an internal struggle sometimes.
I think
some
also
people.
A lot of that does come with time, though, and
yeah.
you know, a lot of our guests came out 20 years ago, and I suppose to John's point, where it does get better, it may not have been great at the time, but you know, 15, 20 years down the track, you tend to forget the bad parts in a lot of instances, not in all instances. And I think, look, as much as we are a late night, lightweight, fluffy talk show, that's the one part of the show that we don't get lightweight and fluffy with, because everybody's coming out story is incredibly personal and incredibly important to them. So that's probably one of my favorite parts of our show.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, John, you're saving your coming out story to obviously to your show, which we totally respect.
That's right. I'm saving my cherry for Purple Speech.
But maybe tell us about you meeting your lovely partner instead.
Oh, yeah. So it's actually another show plug that I'd just like to throw out there, guys. Oh, my God.
My God, this is like Channel 9.
I know.
I'm going to get some sort of movement rash from all of this stuff coming out of me. So I actually was a host on another show with the lovely Johnny Lemon, Michelle Declercq, and Tan Space Yar, the inevitable bachelorette.
The only person on The Single Life who never got hooked up.
No, I know, and it turns out there is nothing wrong with it. So I take it back, Tanya. From a couple of weeks ago, I said there was maybe something wrong with you that isn't. Well, John laughed, so maybe there is.
So I was on a show called The Single Life, and it was all about celebrating either being single or looking for ways to try and, you know, pick up that perfect guy. And,
absolutely.
Or guy or whatever, I should say. So I don't want to just talk about
partner.
And anyway, a couple of weeks into the show, I met my partner, Pete, and it just kind of took off. It was just amazing.
Yeah.
How you can meet a really compatible and amazing person, and it just happened so easily. Like, it's not even hard work. It just was like I met someone that was all of my best friends, and all of my friends and family all kind of rolled into one person.
Were you looking or did it just happen?
No, I wasn't looking at all. I was, when I was going through The Single Life, I was more approaching the show as, you know, let's enjoy being single. Let's, like, you know, show to everyone that you don't have to be fixated on trying to find a date or you finding a partner. Just enjoy life for what it is, because, you know, all the great things that can happen to you as a person in life none of them happen any quicker because you sit there and wish for them to happen.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff does is make you yearn for something that you don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's interesting. Absolutely. I know it's such an old cliche, but it's the same happened, I think, with Brett and I, where, you know, it's that old cliche is like they always come along when you're not looking for them. And I don't necessarily think they do, but I think when you're not looking, you're more open and things just, you're open to more people and you're not so limited as I need to find a man and he needs to be this, 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 and this. Because you and I were the same. I mean,
but we were both at that point of our lives where I know myself, I had been struggling for such a long time as a single person, which in reality was actually only 3 years from my long-term relationship that I broke up, because I had a long-term relationship when I was much younger. And I was just at the point of, you know what, I'm just going to go out and have a fun time. I don't actually want to look for anything. And that's when you meet people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Andy and I, you were in the same headspace and we met. And I think there was probably more hesitation on your end because you were a bit like, oh, no, but I'm just... Because you had your little bachelor pad in St. Kilda and you had all this...
I've only been in it 3 weeks.
And apparently I'm more of a lesbian. I basically had the removalist truck within a week.
You were in pretty quick.
Yeah. Who knew? I'm more lesbian than gay. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, John P. for Philip Wintle from Purple Speech on Joy 94.9. We are at the halfway mark of the show. I can't believe it's 11:31 and 45 seconds.
Unbelievable. Darling, what's our show about?
Well, it's a late night talk show, Brett. We bring in members of the GLBTI community. They talk about themselves.
Yes.
They play three songs that best tell their story. They have a bit of a yarn. We poke fun at them sometimes.
Yes.
But that's
ouch.
And occasionally we get some beautiful messages sent out.
We get lots of messages.
Like the fantastic Paul, who said, "Dear Joysters, thanks for making me laugh a lot. Not sure what makes me laugh a lot, but your show is ace. All my love, Paul the Good Fairy."
Paul, we're not entirely sure what makes us laugh, if I'm perfectly honest. I think a lot of it might have to do with the fact that it's after 11 o'clock and we're borderline delirious, but who knows?
So thank you, Paul, for sending out that wonderful message. John, now.
Yes.
Back to John P. Wintle, who's our fabulous guest tonight. John, your second track. So we've heard Carly Simon. You have chosen The Origin of Love from the movie and also the Broadway show Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Great choice. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So this movie is very near and dear to me because it puts out a very big message to the LGBTIQ community. Yeah. About not blaming the rest of the world for, you know, inequality or your own problems.
Yeah.
And actually standing up and taking responsibility for, you know, yourself and your own actions as a person.
Yeah.
And this particular song is I love it. It's such a beautiful song, and there is like a little cute cartoon that goes with it, but I think the lyrics are special in itself, where it kind of introduces like a god, all these gods and like thunder and, you know, big fat people and I have to be careful how I describe it because it probably would go over a lot of people's heads if I explain it incorrectly.
But it's quite interesting because Andy and I watched this a few years ago and I think you and I were both quite, we didn't get the cult status of it.
And yeah. We watched it and it was a bit like, meh. And I listened to John's show Purple Speech last week because obviously John was coming on the show and I thought, well, let's figure out what he does. And it was the movie show that you did. And I think you referenced Hedwig in the show. And I went back and watched it on Friday and loved it. Absolutely loved it. And I couldn't believe second time around how I'd missed so much the first time around. And to your point, I totally agree with the fact that it's not about feeling that whole victimized It's I mean, because she really does get dealt a shit sandwich in it, and just owns it and runs with it, and makes the best of a really shit situation. And it really is empowering, you know. It's so I loved it, and thank you for making me watch it again, because I really, really enjoyed it a second time around.
You're welcome. You've just given me what's the word? Tingles.
A nipple from... stand. No.
That's right. I've got fripples on Chatterbox. I don't know if I'm the first.
You are the first to have a fripple. Probably not the last, but definitely the first.
I'll just conceal my shame.
Hey, so this is The Origins of Love. Now, I can't remember. Do you remember the actor who sung this? He was a fabulous guy. Because he was, I'm sure he did the original Broadway, because I remember watching the extras, and he said he was staying in either French or Greek hostel. In either Athens or Paris. I know, very two different cities. And he said one night this gorgeous Israeli man ran into him. He was a bit drunk. And he said, I effing love you. You're fantastic. And he was a bit like, do you want to know how fantastic I am? Do you want to come into my room? Because he was so overwhelmed. He just said the cult status of Hedwig was bizarre, affecting and loved by so many different types of people.
But it's amazing now, because I think it's actually gone on to, since it's gone to Broadway, it literally is the darling of Broadway at the moment.
Yes.
Every man and their dog is playing. We had, what's his name? Doogie Howser. What's his name?
Doogie Howser.
Sean Patrick.
Neil Patrick Harris. Don't you ever try a double-barreled name break.
I still get Courtney Love mixed up with Courtney Love Cox. It's a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Dexter's just about to take over the role. What's his name? Michael C. Hall is just about to go into the role on Broadway.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
really?
Which is interesting. I didn't even know he could sing. So, yeah. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed there.
This is a bit of a random fact before we go
okay,
out.
Sure.
Oh, I love a random fact.
So I'm not very good at working out, you know, people's names. And last night, just like you...
Table for two!
Yeah.
I kind of got slightly confused between Ruby Rose...
Oh, yes.
...and Ruby Wax.
Oh, my God, I love it!
That happened. Because
they're nothing alike.
I know, right?
Rosie Wax.
Rosie Wax.
Waxy Rose.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, let's stop talking. Let's play The Origin of Love from the fabulous film Hedwig and the Angry Inch. You're on Joy 94.9 tonight.
This is Miriam Margulies, and you are listening to Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And tonight, our special guest is John P. Wintle from Purple Speech. And that was John's second track, which was Origin of Love from Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Great track.
It really was.
Hey, now we've had another message being sent through, haven't we, my love?
We have. It says, loving your show, guys. It's so funny. It's good to laugh at this time of night. Well, it beats crying. from Michael DeMarco.
Oh, bless
Michael. Thank you, Michael.
Hey, John, your final track tonight.
Oh, yes.
A classic 90s dance for hit.
Well, I need to indicate, you know, the era in which I was born, which, of course, I've already told you guys about 20 minutes ago, which was the 78, 90 noughties. I'll let you guys work that one out. But it was a magical time back in the
90s. It was a magical time in we those old days.
Heather Small with her impossible hairdos. We had the M People.
Now, can I say, John, I used to love the M People. It would get me up dancing. My partner doesn't agree with us.
No. Just, it's nothing to do with your choice. It has been long before we met an hour and 20 minutes ago. They've had some great songs, but I always wanted to hand Heather Small a bottle of Tix Helix cough medicine and say, just bring it up, girl, because it was all that.
Oh, my God. Well,
let's be the listeners to judge that of the fabulous M People, sight for sore eyes. You're in Joy 94.9.
Lovely M People with Sight for Sore Eyes, which was the third and final track tonight from our lovely guest, John P. Wintle, on Chatterbox, Joy 94.9, with Brett and Andrew.
I love it when she just reinvents.
Yeah, that was all back to French.
John, just quickly, M People, why did you love it so much?
Well, it was a little bit to do with the beautiful Heather Small's impossible hairdo, like I mentioned before.
Yes.
She's it was good.
Got it was
stuff
a great
going on there. Like, she could, like, store stuff in there. So.
And you know what? My darling boyfriend actually retracted what he said.
I did not. I don't retract.
Well,
but you did say you didn't know that song, and then you went, oh, it was that song. I quite like
it. I really like this song.
There
when
we go.
It all went out. Tits up for me with her was when she did that. What have you done to
me? What have you done today to make you feel proud?
Yeah, punch her in the thorax. I'm not even sure where her thorax
anger,
is.
Anger, my love, anger.
I'd like to say that I bear witness to your retraction via chair dancing. So while that couldn't have gone on air, we couldn't have heard that. It happened, and
oh,
it's
no.
real.
The world knows I've got a soft side.
Well, now, John. This yes. is the hard-hitting part where Andrew asks you the out-of-the-box questions that we ask our guests every week. And, my love, what is the first question we're
I'm
asking John P.
Wintle?
I'm going
to peel you like an onion tonight.
Oh, I'll have to just direct myself.
John P. Wintle.
Yes?
What's the most embarrassing outfit you've ever worn?
Well, I think the most embarrassing outfit was when I was in kindergarten and we had this Christmas parade where every kid got to dress up in a Christmas-themed costume.
Can and I ask, what kindergarten was it? Was it like Swishy Pete's kindergarten for effeminate children? Because that's the campiest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, it just gets better, trust me. So my mother decides that... not being a creative mother, she was a bit of a dud in that respect. Sorry, Mum, if you're listening. But she decided to dress me like a present, which involved her cutting out the arms and the legs of a fridge box, wrapping it in paper, and then sending me around the oval while the school watched me.
You're a gift. Get out. Brett, you've got a little bit of a story of an uncreative mother in costume.
Yes. Right? Many years ago, the Bed Knobs and Broomsticks was re-released in the 80s, and they asked you, it was part of the Squirrels Club that my sister and I belong to, and they said you have to dress up as a witch or a warlock. So my mother decided, I know what I'll do. She got two black garbage bags, cut out the head, painted our faces black and in like a ghoulish, right? So we were ghouls. But I was smart and I decided to wear clothes underneath, right? But my sister kept on complaining how hot it was. So she only had like a singlet and knickers under hers. So we are waiting outside of Cinema City in Hay Street in Perth after it. I was clever. I could just take it off and wash my face, and there's my sister in a garbage bag looking like a homeless. And Sissy, I'm sorry if you're listening tonight, darling, you cried a bit as well.
Maggie, you dressed your children as trash. Let's not escape that.
Oh, my God. Before we get thrown out of the wheel, my love, next question for John P. Wintle.
John P. Wintle.
Yes, sorry, I'm just composing myself.
What's the most embarrassing song you own?
I'm kind of not embarrassed by this anymore because I thought this was embarrassing, but I don't know if it is. I was a bit embarrassed about having Jerry Halliwell's Look At Me in my playlist.
Not embarrassing at all.
Can I say, I went to a 30th birthday in Sydney years ago, and one of the birthday boys, because I think it was a joint birthday, dressed up in this fabulous white evening gown and hair like Jerry Halliwell and did this on the staircase in their front room. And it brought the house down. It was fabulous.
This was a really, really good
great track.
Fun pop.
Really?
I think it was also really important because, I mean, this was the first song she released after leaving the Spice Girls. And this was where you realised she literally couldn't sing for shit. And it didn't matter.
I kind of vaguely remember her popping out of a coffin, like dressed as
yes,
like Ginger Spice.
That's right, because they had ginger written in flowers on the coffin, and it was all about waving goodbye to Ginger Spice and creating a whole new, far more sophisticated persona.
Yes.
And then she ran around in hot pants singing It's Raining Men about 3 months later.
It's so true.
So I'm glad to see she stuck with that. Oh.
Next question, my love. Next question.
Last question for you, John P. Wintle, is... What's your guilty pleasure TV show or movie?
My guilty TV show... Oh, hang on. My
TV show.
Breathe, John.
Okay. My guilty TV show would definitely have to be Archer.
Now, what's Archer? Yes. We haven't heard of it.
You guys would... I think I may have led you up the garden path a little bit. Archer's like a cartoon TV series, and it's very British in the fact that a lot of the humour... it's got several levels of humour, and it's very British in the fact that one of the levels of humour is repeating the same joke over and over again, which it does happen quite a bit.
I've been rumbled.
Let's be honest. That stuff happens over and over again, a.k.a. Little Britain.
Yep.
Okay. A.k.a. Benny Hill.
We built an empire on it. How dare you?
And the list goes on and on.
I know. Do you know what? Same joke, different situations, really.
Different wig.
Oh, my God. John P. Wintle, you've been a fabulous guest on Chatterbox tonight. When can we normally hear you on the Joy Airways?
Well, of course, up until Monday the 6th of October, you can tune in every Thursday at 11 p.m. to listen to me on Purple Speech. I'm usually the guy behind the panel pressing all the right and wrong buttons for the lovely Michael James. And also joined by amazing celebrity blogger, video blogger, Chris O. If you'd like to get in touch with the lovely Chris O, just send him a tweet, Chris O and his life. Get onto it, guys. That's my plug.
Fabulous.
It's a fabulous show, so please tune in. It really is good.
Please do. We do have an illegal wedding coming up as well on our first early night show. So if you want to get hitched, I promise you, no mixing bowls or crock pots, okay?
Absolutely.
It's a total above board classy wedding, okay?
Enough of those. Mm. Absolutely. Mm. My love, and obviously, with the new grid that's coming out, or the program guide for the summer, starting from October the 8th for us, we're moving till 10 o'clock.
We've got some terribly exciting news. We're moving from the shithole time of 11 o'clock to the much nicer, much more acceptable time of 10 o'clock.
Absolutely. But now, my love, It's Midnight Summer, and John from Burnley asked us before, what was the classic Donna Summer track tonight? And, John, because it's you, could it be Magic? That's what I have to say. Any final words for tonight, John P. Wintle?
It's been very nice to bust the Fripple cherry in the studio tonight.
My love?
Just thank you, John P. Wintle, for being such a lovely guest. And good night, Australia. We will see you next week.
Good night, Australia.
Joy 94.9.
Waited so long. And now that I have you, I want you to come. Come. Come.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.